بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Among the great advices of words of wisdom of سيدنا لقمان عليه السلام to his son, يا بني زاحم العلماء بركبك وجالس الصالحين من عباد الله, to sit in the company of the learned scholars and the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the utmost of humility and benefit from the words of wisdom, for indeed Allah ta'ala brings alive dead hearts by means of the words of wisdom, like Allah ta'ala brings alive a dead tract of land by means of beneficial rains. And in this regard, we are extremely fortunate to have in our midst today a senior alim of our country, my respected Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Shabbir Sanuji Damat Barakatuhum, principal and rector of Darul Ulum Zakaria, an institution that has the honor, alhamdulillah, of having students originating from more than 50 countries. Over and above that, Hazrat Mawlana is very, very actively involved in various programs to uplift the less fortunate masses of our countries. Many, many programs are being conducted under the auspices of the organization that he heads up, of projects that are taking place in the townships and in the rural areas of this country. And I think sufficient accolade on an occasion while being in a gathering, the Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Saleh bin Humaid, amongst the most senior Imams of the Haram, in lauding praises on us, Mawlana said that Mawlana is amongst those selected individuals whom Allah has chosen to have the fikr and concern for the well-being of the Ummah in whichever part of the world they may happen to be. So inshallah we listen attentively and benefit from these words of advice, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جاءكم يوسف من قبل بالبينات فما زلتم في شك مما جاءكم به حتى إذا هلك قلتم لن يبعث الله من بعده رسولا كذلك يضل الله من هو مسرف مرتاب. الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم كبر مقت إن الله وإن الذين آمنوا كذلك يتبعون على كل قلب متكبر جبار. صدق الله العظيم. Respect to Ulama Ikram, elders and my dear brothers, we are very, very fortunate. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this great ni'mat and favor of Iman. Allah Ta'ala make it so, my dear brothers, that we maintain this Iman, we die with this Iman. The Sahaba, companions of beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, their greatest concern was to maintain the Iman. That is why Hasan Basri rahmatullah says that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam left this world, I met 80 Sahaba kiram, and each one of them were concerned whether my Iman is remained correct or have I turned a hypocrite, because I do not find the condition of my Iman the same as I found in time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the Sahih of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَا زِلْنُ فِي شَكِّ مِمَا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was consoled that before this, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam also was sent, but فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكِّ مِمَا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ, that whatever revelations were brought, the people had doubt in those particular revelations. In the Sahih of Quran Kareem, in the 24th para, Allah Ta'ala mentions the four different stages where a person, Allah Ta'ala forbid, gets misled. Just like Hidayat has got four different stages, Dalalat and Gumrahi and being misled also has four different stages. The first stage mentioned in this particular ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِمَّا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ, that whatever revelations were brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has any sort of doubt in any of the commandments of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For instance, if we feel in these times when materialism is high, how can a person make amal, how can we stay without interest? There is one sort of doubt that we may have. Firm conviction should be in our hearts that whatever the conditions may be, the Sharia that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had brought to us, unconditionally, without an iota of doubt, It is practical also, and it is only our savior. If you will deviate in any way, any ahkam, any law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a slightest amount of doubt, that is one sign that now a person has gone one step closer towards kufr and being Muslim. Further, Allah ta'ala states in this ayat, Hatta idha halaka kuntum layabathullahu min ba'di rasula, that in the previous ummah it was such, when one rasul used to leave this world, they say now another nabi will never come. Further, Allah ta'ala says, Alladina kadhalika yudillahu man huwa musrifun murtab. Kadhalika yudillahu man huwa musrifun murtab. In this way, Allah ta'ala leads astray anyone that a person is a transgressor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws. So in this ayat, Allah ta'ala says, first and foremost, if a person has a doubt in the commandments of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kadhalika yudillahu, after a doubt, Allah ta'ala must lead that person from the straight path. In the same way, it is stated that hidayat also has got four different stages. The first stage of hidayat is inhabit. Allah ta'ala says, Allah yahdi ilayhi man yunib. That anybody who turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inabat, is the first stage of hidayat. Inabat means when a person sincerely repents for his sins, sincerely makes istighfar, puts his hand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and cries, that is inabat ilallah. When a person is inabat ilallah, Allah ta'ala says, yahdi ilayhi man yunib, Allah opens the doors of hidayat for him. In the same way, when a person has doubts, then Allah ta'ala says, kadhalika yudillahu man huwa musrifun murtab. A person who has any doubt regarding any commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala must lead that person, and that person goes off the wrong road, on the, off the right path, and goes on the wrong path. The third stage is this: once dalalat comes, then a further stage comes, Alladina yujaduna fi ayatillah bighayri sultan yatahum. That without any proof from that, they start arguing and disputing the signs and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when a person, he takes his intellect and he feels that how can this law be correct in this particular times, and he lets his intellect overcome the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the most important thing is this: Allah ta'ala has given us the intellect to recognize Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once we have recognized Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a person cannot apply his intellect when in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person has to have this firm belief that whatever Allah and Allah's Rasul said, that is haq and that is true. My understanding can be wrong, but Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu's commandments can never be wrong. And this was made Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, the greatest of the Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest human being on the surface of the earth was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. It is stated at one stage, there was one argument he had with one Sahabi, and the other Sahabi seemed to be correct. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, what have you done? You are arguing with this companion of mine, who when I came, then you rejected me and he accepted me. In other words, they were non-Muslims still, they were said they had applied the intellect. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu unconditionally said, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is this true? In the time of Miraj also, he did not apply his intellect that how can Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can a human being go to the seven heavens? In those years, in particular from Makkah to Mukarram, they used to take 10 to 15 days on a camel, and by feet he used to take up to a month, on foot he used to take a month. How can a person today say that he has gone to the seven heavens and met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is not possible logically. So Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu did not apply his logic then. He said, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said this, 100% it is true, that cannot be correct. This is what made Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, the greatest human being after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that the intellect was there to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was recognized, then he did not allow his intellect in any way to overcome any commandments of Sharia. Hazrat Mawla Thanvi rahmatullah says that I do not let my emotions run around or run away with my intellect. Allah has given an intellect to a certain extent. I got to apply my intellect up to a certain amount, and I do not allow my intellect to run away with Sharia. And he said that the condition of intellect and understanding, logic is such, if a person, Allah has given him a horse and he's on a flat land, and thereafter is to go on a very, very steep mountain. This also will be incorrect. A person feels from before now that mountain is going to come, I cannot go with my horse, so that flat lane also he does not go with his horse. And he leaves the horse behind, leaves the intellect completely behind. That also will be correct. That person comes to that particular mountain which is so steep that the horse also cannot take. And he tries and take a horse onto that particular steep mountain, definitely the horse also will go and he also go. That is the condition of a person who applies the intellect to all the commandments of Sharia. And the third is a person who takes his horse up to the mountain and then he climbs the mountain with his feet. That is a condition that up to the door of Sharia we have to take our intellect. And once the commandments of Allah Ta'ala come, then we leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is correct. That is why one Sahabi, when he went in the courts of the emperors of Rome and Persia, and a morsel of food fell down, and they felt that here people looked down upon it, then what was his reaction? His reaction, أَنَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبٍ لِحَوْلَ الْحُمَكَى. For the foolish people of the world, can I leave a sunnah of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? That firm conviction was there, that whatever is attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, unconditionally, that is the correct thing to do. So, الَّذِينَ يُجَادِنَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ إِلْمٍ. They did not have knowledge, and then they dispute and argue regarding the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the jidal fi ayatillah takes place, then the further Allah Ta'ala says, then kaburat indallah wa indalladina amanu, that this, when a person starts disputing any of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is indeed a very, very hateful and disgusting act in the eyes of Allah and the eyes of the believers. Now who are the believers, my dear brothers? In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا كِلُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُمِنُوا آمَنَ السُّفَحَىٰ. The real believers and the true believers are the Sahaba Kiram, the first recipients of the Wahi. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, when it is told to them to bring Iman like the Sahaba, then they say that should you bring Iman like those people who are foolish? Allah Ta'ala did not leave the reply to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Himself, Allah Sufa, those who regard the Sahaba Kiram, the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who had set the eyes on the Mubarak face of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, those who regard them as foolish, Allah says, Allah. And what great stress Allah Ta'ala says, innahum, Allah is there, innahum, that they are verily, definitely they are the foolish people. That is why the measuring stick of Iman is the Sahaba Kiram. And here also Allah Ta'ala says that those people, Allah Ta'ala also is dislikeful to them. And the Iman also, those who are true believers and follow the Sahaba also, they do not like those people. And they abhor this act of Alladina yujaluna fi ayati la bighayri ilm. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلَكَ يَتْبَوْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the heart of every arrogant tyrant. When a person comes to the fourth stage, the first stage was shirk and doubt in any of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a person has doubt in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person becomes gumrah, Allah misleads that person. When a person is misled, the sign is this, now this person starts disputing the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, applies his intellect in contrary to Sharia. And when death comes in the fourth stage is this, Allah Ta'ala seals the heart of that particular person. As Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلَكَ يَتْبَهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. Allah seals the heart of every arrogant tyrant. And contrary to this, there are four different stages of Hidayat. The first stage of Hidayat, يَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَيُنِيبٍ. A person who makes inabat and turns to Allah and cries, and for his weaknesses, Allah says when a person does this, Allah opens the doors of Hidayat for him. The doors of guidance are open for him. When the doors of guidance open him, then the third stage Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَى لَوْ سَرُّ الْإِسْلَامِ فَوَا لَنُورِ مِنْ رَبِّي. Then when the doors of Hidayat open, the sign is this, that every command of Allah Ta'ala, that person is complete, from شَرَى sadr. He's complete at ease, even if I don't have to take interest from the bank, and I have to suffer, he's at ease, in this condition I'm happy. When he's a person is conditioned happy in the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that means that person has got شَرَى sadr. That Allah Ta'ala has opened that heart, person's heart, for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this comes, Sharia Sadr comes, then a person progresses. And the last stage of Hidayat is when Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْلَا رَبَّتْنَا لَا قُلُوبِهِمْ. Began the people of the Ashab al-Kahf, we should read our Surah al-Kahf on Jummah. The seven young people that are there, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala has given them Rabb their qalb. The ulama have written, when you reach the stage of hidayat or rabt al-qalb, then it will be possible that that person can be thrown into the fire, but that person will never leave his iman. So Allah Ta'ala grant us a tawfiq, my dear brothers, to stay away from any sort of doubt in any of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That firm conviction must be there that our kamyabi and my success lies only in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, my dear brothers, you want peace in this world, there is no other way except this. Allah says in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Al-Haqum al-Takasur, that verily, O men, that to increase yourself in this world as far as the luxuries are concerned, as far as your fulfilling your desires are concerned, this has completely destroyed you. And remember, never will come a stage in this world that all your desires can be fulfilled. If for one aspect our desires are fulfilled, there will be 10 other ways our desires only fulfilled. Hatta surfum makabir. Until a time will come that you reach the Qabristan, but your desires will never be able fulfilled. And then you will see the reality of the akhirat. Where the reality of the akhirat will be in front of us, what is right and what is wrong, what is true and what is not true, my dear brothers. That is why Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah used to mention that if a person wants to know what the object of his life is, our object of our life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we have become so forgetful of our object of our life that day in and day out our object has to come to live better, to earn better, to enjoy the things of this life. If that is our objective, my dear brothers, then in reality the ulama have said, and the Quran states, there is no difference between us and animals too. The animals also eat and drink. In fact, if you go to the zoo, you will see that a lion eats 24 to 25 kilos of meat in one day. If you think eating is our objective, go to the jungles and see the elephants, how much food Allah has kept for them. And then there are certain fish in the sea, how much thousands of kilos of fish, of certain type of plant, the certain fish eat in the sea, and Allah provides for them. So our objective cannot be a better house, my dear brothers. Our objective cannot be a better life as far as dunya is concerned. We are in a transitory stage. In fact, this is our foolishness, that we feel this life, which is transitory, we are just passing by this life, we feel this to be our permanent life. Like if any traveler goes, and the traveler wants all the comfort in a place of traveling, we will say that person is a very, very foolish person. Where his real journey, where he is going to, an objective he has forgotten completely. In the same way, my dear brothers, this life that we are leading, this is only a passing phase. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is like a person who is traveling. A person that is traveling, as the Shaykh ul Hadith writes, he is not wanting all the comforts. He knows this for a day or two or three days. He is prepared to rough it out and go through difficulty. His objective is to where I am going to and what is my objective of life. So that is why the first thing to get right is what the objective of our life is, my dear brothers. The objective of our life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat does not only mean to come to the masjid and five time namaz. Ibadat means in every part of our life, what is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then what is the sunnah of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? You will live according to the commandments of Allah. A job is there, halal and haram. We say Allah's commandment is there, I cannot involve myself in interest. And he stays away from that. And he stays away from haram. Allah will open the doors, inshallah, for him, for halal ruzi, my dear brothers. And then you see, what is the tariqah of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? My appearance may be like Nabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been a perfect example for mankind. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reacted in the house with his wives. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam treated his neighbors. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reacted with the other people of other nations. Every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been documented, my dear brothers. And that we should bring to our lives. Allah grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, to realize what the objective of our life is. In the four different stages of gumrahi and being misled in the sayat, the first is doubt. The second is dalalat and being misled. The third is jidal fi ayatillah. We apply our intellect, my dear brothers, and start arguing regarding the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth is a very dangerous one, where Allah seals the heart of that particular person. And on the other hand, the fourth stages of hidayat, the first and foremost is nabat, that is daily take down time out for making istighfar and tawbah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, kullukum khattaun khairul khattain at-tawabun. All of you are wrongdoers. So make istighfar, kasrat istighfar, excessive istighfar will lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second stage that is mentioned there, when we will make this inabat in turn, Allah will open the doors of hidayat. The correct path will be shown to us. We have the nur to differentiate between right and wrong. And when that will come, then Allah will grant us sharia sadr, that our hearts will open for every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah bring it to a stage that rabt al-qalb comes in our heart. that the iman that the sahaba have, those young people had in the sahaba had, that they were prepared to sacrifice everything, but not prepared to sacrifice the iman. Allah bring death into our lives too, that the iman becomes the most valuable nimet in our lives and the lives of our children.